Now, I don't know if, like me, you're watching some of these, like watching some of these television cookery programs like MasterChef. And they seem to quite like deconstructing their puddings, don't they? Like deconstructed cheesecake. So I thought, how hard could it be to deconstruct a Christingle? So we're going to have a go. Is that difficult? No, pretty easy. Let's get rid of those. Excellent. There we go. Stephen's going to tell us what all these bits represent as we make our Christingles a little bit later on. But I was wondering, with this first bit, which represents my orange, if we could send it round the room. That's a challenge. So what I'm going to do is look for someone to throw it to, for you to catch, and then you need to sort of throw it to a table further back, and let's see if we can get this orange coming round the room. Do we reckon we can do that? So we've got someone on this table who's going to try and catch it. You ready? Here we go. Right, look for another table. Just put your hand up if you're ready to try and catch it, and throw it to someone with their hand up. Well done. There we go. Well done. Then look for another table. There we go. Oh, that was a nice, easy one. Where's it going to go to next? Brilliant. Then back to another table. There we go. Let's get it to another table over there somewhere. Oh, here we go. Brilliant. Oh, look at that. Wonderful. We get it right to the back, do we reckon? It right to the back. Okay, let's see if we can get it into the side now. So can you sort of throw it, someone throw it towards the front again. We're going to see if we can get it to the people at the side. We did a long throw, a good long throw into the side if you can. You want to really, you do a big long throw over that way. There we go. Well done. And then into the sides. Brilliant, round the sides. Got two more tables over here. Someone going to catch it here, then back to the front. Fantastic. Oh, did you miss out? There we go. Thank you very much. Well done. So, we did a good job there with our deconstructed Christingle. But, Stephen, do you want to tell us what this is all about?
Yes, this is, we'll put that there, okay? On your table, you've got everything you need to make a Christingle, okay? Even the church is falling apart.
Right, there we go.
And everything you need to make a Christingle is on your table, except one table over there, who are going to be supplied with everything they need in a few moments. Lovely. The first part of the Christingle is the orange. Would you like to take out of your little box in the middle your orange? Okay. And let's find out what the orange represents, okay? Have you all got an orange? Has anyone not got an orange? Hands up. Hands up if you haven't got an orange. I can see. Ah, one table is donating oranges. That's very kind. If you've got more oranges than you need for everyone on your table, you can hang on to them. Right. What does the orange represent? Let's have a guess. Does the orange represent A, the sun, B, the earth, or C, the moon? So, who thinks it represents the sun? Hand up. Hands up. The sun. It's a lovely colour, isn't it? Bright. Who thinks it represents the earth? Our survey said. And who thinks it represents the moon? Who thinks it represents the moon? Okay. The correct answer is, our survey said, the earth. Well done. Now, what on earth does an orange represent the earth? Well, it goes back about 200 years to a church in Moravia. I think it's between Germany and the Czech Republic, where a minister decided to retell the Christmas story using a Christingle. That's where the story comes from. And the orange represents the earth. And so when you hold the orange in your hand, it's as if it reminds you the way in which God holds the world and everyone in it in his hands. Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So hold your orange with two hands, like that. Hold it in two hands. And that's to remind you of how God loves everyone in the world and cares for them.
He created us and he provides for us, but he created us to know him and love him and serve him. And that's why he came at Christmas. Now, the first thing we're going to do with our orange is decide what is the top and what is the bottom. That's a very difficult question, and the simplest way to find out is to put it on the table and see which way it will stand up. Now, my advice is that the side with a little thing in the bottom goes on the table, and you press it slightly, because it's going to be very important that your orange stands up. Okay? So, decide which is the top and which is the bottom. Put it on the table and see which is the best way. And then, I want you to take one of the pencils in your box, and you may have to share the pencils. Take your orange in one hand, take the pencil in the other hand, and then, having decided which is the top and not the bottom, make a hole in the top. And I would twist the pencil in, give it a good twist, okay? It needs to go in about 2 inches, okay? We don't want it to come out through the bottom. We have problems if it comes out through the bottom. Okay. When you've done that for everyone on your table, stop talking, and then I'll know you've done it. And if you need to help some of the grown-ups, then help the grown-ups too. Well, now, which do you think it is? Who thinks it's C, electricity, the light of the world? Hands up. Okay. Didn't fool many of you. Who thinks it's the sun, the light of the world? And who thinks it's A, Jesus, the light of the world? Yes, that's right. Jesus, the light of the world. The candle is representing Jesus, who is the light, who came into our world to enable us to see God and know him and serve him. The Bible says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the candle represents Jesus, who came into our world to enable us to know God and to serve him and to share him. So, thank you. Would you like to take the piece of foil? Now, what significance do you think the foil has in the Christingle? Well, it was not part of the original Christingle, but it's there for health and safety reasons. It's there to stop your hands getting burnt. And, yeah, and you suing the church. No, I'm joking. What I want you to do is take the bottom of the candle, so turn it upside down. We have a naughty table over here who've made their Christingles. They can't wait. Take them out. Right. Take your candle, turn it upside down, place the foil. Has everyone got a piece of foil? Okay. Place the foil over the bottom of the candle and kind of crunch it up underneath so that when you turn it up the right way, the foil is like a flower, okay? Like a flower. So that when we do the next thing with the candle, some of the foil will be able to protect your hands. So, when you've done that, take the orange, which represents the world. find the hole you made and push the candle into the hole. Now, if your hole is too small, use the pencil again to make it bigger. And you need to twist the candle in far enough so that it stays in. Okay? It needs to stay in. So I would go in about 2 inches, 1.5 to 2 inches, and the foil should be showing to help protect you from the burning wax, okay?
Please be seated. I wonder which table, put your hands up if you think your table has made the best Christingles so far. Fantastic. Put your hand up if you think your table's made the worst Christingles so far. I'm looking at the band's table over here, by the way. Fantastic. Brilliant. Well, we're going to find out about the ribbon in a minute. We've got these red ribbons in our baskets. I don't think it's because Stephen's forgotten to wrap his Christmas presents yet, so we'll have to find out why we've got all these red ribbons.
Yeah. Well, it's technically not a ribbon because we've evolved the Christingle to make it easier. Got very complex with pieces of ribbon and trying to stick them onto the Christingle. So we advanced to the use of red sellotape. So the red sellotape represents the red ribbons. You all have sellotape in your boxes. Okay. Well, let's find out what the red ribbon represents. What on earth does the red ribbon represent? Does it represent A, presents that were given at Jesus' birth? Does it represent the royalty of Jesus' line? Or does it represent the blood of Jesus' life? Who thinks it represents the presence? Hands up. Who thinks it represents the royalty of Jesus' life? Who thinks it represents the blood of Jesus' life? That's right. The red ribbon reminds us of Jesus' life, because Jesus was the only person who's ever been born into our world who was born to die. We're born to live. But Jesus came to die in our place because of the things that we've done wrong that displease God, that separate us from God. And he came to take our sin away. Jesus said, I have come that people may have life and have it to the full. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And so as we are going to place the red ribbon around the orange, it's going to represent the way in which God's love surrounds the whole world. It's like Jesus surrounding everyone's life, protecting us, caring for us, because he gave his life for us. Now, what you need to do is find the end of the sellotape. That's quite the most difficult thing of all. Find the end of the sellotape and pull it out, and you need about a foot long, okay? And then you take the pair of scissors inside your box, and you cut it off, and you give it to someone who needs a piece on your
Thank
table.
You.
There we go. And then do one for yourself. Okay? And when you've done that, put the scissors down. Now, how do you get it on your orange? Well, this is easy. Because what you do is you take your orange, turn on its side, see mine? Turn on its side, and stick the sellotape around the equator, not on yourself, on the equator, and then wrap it around the middle of the orange until you find the other end. I keep going until you find the end. Okay. There we go. How is yours, Jeremy?
Looking good, yeah.
Very good. That's very good.
So, we come to the sweets. Put your hand up if you like sweets. Wow, you haven't got your hand up. I know that you like sweets because I've been watching you.
No, I like
nick
crisps.
Them as we made some of these later on. So, do you want to tell us what they're all about?
Yes,
thank
I will.
You.
I will. I like pork pies as well, and sausage rolls. All right. Right, so we have inside your box should be some cocktail sticks, and you need four each. So if you can count, help the grown-ups. They need four each, not more than four and not less than four.
Okay.
And try and avoid spilling them all on the floor like I did. Now, what on earth do the sticks and the sweets represent? Well, do they represent A, the four seasons, that's winter, spring, summer, and autumn, and the different food and the different fruits that we have during the seasons? Or does it represent the four directions, north, south, east, and west, and their points? Or does it represent the four tops and their records? So, is it A, the four seasons and their fruit? Is it B, the four directions and their points? Or is it C, the four tops and their records? Okay, we have some wrinklies over here who remember the four tops. Okay, the correct answer is the four seasons and their fruit. Because the four cocktail sticks, you are about to fill them with sweets and place them in the Christingle to remind you that God provides everything we need. Jesus said on another occasion, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And so the sweets represent God's provision for all of our needs, both physical and emotional and spiritual. And as we enjoy them, we can perhaps remember Jesus and his provision for us. Now, what you need to do is take the cocktail sticks. Now, they are sharp, okay? So don't poke anybody or yourself. But what we're inviting you to do is take some of the sweets, if you have any left, and poke them onto the cocktail stick. And depending on whether you're on a diet or not, keep sticking sweets on the sticks until you either run out of sticks or sweets. And my advice is that when you get close to the end, stick a sweet over the point so it's no longer sharp. Do you see? So it's no longer sharp and won't hurt you. It's yours and it's unique. And it's special, and you can take it home. But before we do that,
we're going to say a prayer together. We're going to say the prayer that Jesus taught us, Jesus whose birthday we celebrate tomorrow, and he later in his life taught us this amazing prayer. So shall we pray together? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We're going to take our Christingles outside in a moment, those of you who want to join us, and light them up outside the patio. That would be a lovely thing to do as the evening gets a little bit darker. Before we do our final carol, we have our Christmas Eve communion service, our midnight service starting at 11 o'clock tonight to celebrate the coming of Christmas Day together. Tomorrow morning, 10:30, do come along if you would like to join us for our Christmas Day family celebration service. And also, if you want to know more about Jesus, about who Jesus is, about what following him means, we run this amazing course called Christianity Explored. That starts in February, and there's details at the back
about that, or just have a chat with Stephen.
They're on the tables as well.
On the tables, there's information about that as well. It would be wonderful to see you along at that. But before we go and light our Christingles, let's stand together and sing our final Christmas song about the light of the world. The candle represents Jesus, the light of the world, the light of the world who came into our darkness. God the Father shines in our hearts.
Praise to Christ our light.
Christ is the light of our world.
Praise to Christ our light.
Go in the power of the Holy Spirit to bring light to others.
Praise to Christ our light.